This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home. But now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Relax. I'm Colleen Ballinger.
I'm Colleen Ballinger's husband.
Eric Stocklin is his name. And this is Relax, a show that is not very relaxing, but it is a show where we try to relax.
Yeah, not to be confused with a lot of podcasts that are meant to just help you relax. If you're listening to that and starting on episode 8, you are strange and have come to the wrong place.
Mm-hmm. So this episode is going to be a lot of... I don't know what to expect for this episode, but...
I think it's a big episode. This might be our best episode.
Oh, you know what? We actually do have really exciting news.
Big episode.
We do have really exciting news this episode.
Yes, and?
We have a lot of exciting things to tell you guys. First of all, we need to talk about who needs to relax, blah, 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 and then we're going to go to the exciting
stuff. Get right into it.
Okay, so who needs to relax? Lovey?
I feel like I always go first. Why don't you go first this week?
Because Lovey. I haven't thought about it yet.
I know. I will say that I am socially awkward. Would you agree with that statement? I think that I am. You
okay.
Don't?
No, I think you're shy, but I don't think you're socially awkward.
I am. I am right now.
Okay.
I also like to be a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And like to be perceived that way.
Okay.
And I would like to talk about... what needs to relax this week for me is the concept of holding a door open for someone when they're walking behind you. Now, this has always been, I feel like, a hot topic. Like, at what point, how close does the person behind you walking need to be for you to maintain status at the door, holding it for them to be polite?
Okay.
And this, I feel like, has just become more heightened and extreme in this pandemic. So I don't think I told you this story, but the other day I had to go to the lot to be tested for my job for coronavirus. And then I was walking back and I got to the parking garage, which to get into the parking garage, there are these two glass doors that you hold open. And there was a woman walking behind me 10, 20 feet. I'm not a scientist. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But like close enough to where in normal times as a gentleman, I would have, she's close enough. I'm going to stay here. I'm going to hold the door open for her just so like she doesn't have to make that extra effort of pulling the knob herself. Like mm-hmm. I will just hold it a quarter to half the way open. But in a pandemic and you're supposed to be 6 feet away from somebody.
Oh, yeah.
What's polite in that? Because I had looked back and we had made eye contact. So I couldn't like just pretend like I didn't know she was walking behind me. We were both aware that I knew that she was there and it would be socially appropriate for me to hold the door open for her in normal circumstances, but not pandemic times. So I just kind of shrugged and let the door close behind me.
That's so rude.
I know.
Oh my God.
But then it was so...
She went home and told people that someone did that to her.
No, but it was so strange that like, and so awkward that like, I then waited inside the door, but like 10 feet away from the door to say, hey, sorry if that was, I wanted to hold the door for you, but you know, pandemic, and we both kind of laughed about
it. Okay, good, good, good.
And thought it was funny, but I just thought it was like a unique social interaction
That's
care
so
of coronavirus.
Funny.
And I wonder if other people have. You don't leave the house.
No, I don't.
I very rarely do. So I just hadn't even had to deal with that kind of social interaction in so long. And I let the door shut.
God.
But that was like, I have to stay and like explain. And if you're out there, and I'm sure you're listening, you get it.
Yeah. So the concept of holding the door needs to relax. What part of that story needs to relax?
I just wanted to tell that story.
Oh, okay. I liked it. I think that packaging for children's toys needs to relax. That's what I think.
Oh, this is a great one.
This is a good
one. You just thought of this while I was talking?
I just did because I gave Flynn a toy tonight.
Yes.
And a little tiny like tractor. I mean, it was literally 2 inches by 2 inches, like small. And it was in the most
ligatures.
Absurd.
They are kept in boxes
packaging.
With ligatures, like those clear plastic, very tight. You can barely get the scissors. You need scissors. You can barely get the scissors under them.
So obnoxious.
And now there's like screws. Now they're like plastic screwed in.
Yeah, there's like they're screwed in.
Tape.
They're wired in. You can't even use scissors.
Staples.
Just the most
bondage.
Crazy. And every time, and he's so sweet and patient for a 2-year-old, but like how frustrating for him to like see a toy that he wants so bad and he has to then wait 10 minutes for you to figure out how to open the packaging.
Frustrating for me. I can't even get it out.
And that sharp, thick plastic that they wrap stuff in.
It bends. It like does that thing with the scissors where they then like fold over themselves and bend sideways. They won't even like cut it.
Like, yeah, scissors are like, I can't do
you
this,
need,
man. Like,
Italian
I don't know what to tell you.
Tailor scissors to be able
it's
to cut through
so
those things.
It's so crazy. I hate, why do they make it so intense? Like it's a tractor that costs $3. Like,
I wonder, is it a theft?
What?
Is it a security issue?
I don't know, but like when it's a tractor that's like $3 or a tiny little truck for 99 cents, why is the packaging like that?
I honestly have no idea. I'm like, is it like for security from like shoplifters?
I couldn't tell you,
like
love.
Me?
I think it's just to piss me off. I think that's the reason. So that's who needs to relax.
Because certainly it costs extra in production.
To do all this like heavy duty.
Yeah.
Plastic, like super glue tape.
Very elaborate. Sometimes they're like
screws.
The twisties, but like industrial
twisties. The freaking
they're
wire
like clear.
Twisties.
Yeah,
get out of
yeah.
here with these wire twisties. Okay, so we have a
Alcatraz.
Couple of exciting things to talk about that are not those frustrating things. First of all, you guys.
That was a good one.
Thank you. I'm starting off with a bang. I feel like you're going to not be happy that I'm sharing this news right away, but I'm so excited about it. I can't contain myself. You guys, next week, we have the biggest superstar in the world who's going to be on
the
podcast.
Oh, you're already talking about next
week? Because I'm so excited about it. Next week, guys. Well, this has been like the talk of the town in this household. Next week, we have the biggest celebrity we have ever known.
I'm honestly shaking. Is that what people say?
Shook.
I'm shook. I am shooketh.
To the core.
Yeah. I reached out, shot in the dark email to the biggest celebrity.
Truly the biggest, like the most, like if you think I have a lot of views on YouTube, and this is not me tooting my own horn, but I do have billions of views on
the
internet.
This is a way bigger YouTuber.
This person, I wouldn't even say YouTuber, like this is an artist.
Icon
Legend.
Artist.
Unreal, like obliterates me.
And this
views.
Is true. And
obliterates
we are.
Obliterates me. Like I am nothing. I have zero views compared to this person.
Right.
No one should ever speak my name compared to how many views this person has. So.
Genius,
incredible.
So we're on Zoom. We're interviewing somebody.
Should we say who it is
next week? No.
Yes, we should. I want to say. You don't think we should say?
No, we'll keep them in suspense.
No way. We gotta say who it is. It's a huge deal. It's so exciting.
Well, they're a big celebrity. I don't want them to like back out. No, 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 no.
Yes, we gotta say.
No. Anyways,
come on.
What else?
No, we gotta say. We gotta say who it is. Come on. They're gonna be so mad if we tickle their taint like that and not tell them. We got to tell them.
Okay, if you want to. I didn't know we were doing that, but okay.
This is a big deal. They're going to be so mad if we don't say, if we build it up like that. This is, okay, the biggest celebrity in the world in our house because we listen to their music every single day. We're obsessed with their music. We're so grateful for their music. Genius.
Their music has brought such joy and bonding to our family and life. It is all we listen to.
Mm-hmm.
If you did that like Spotify end of the year thing where it shows you everything you've listened to,
it would only be them,
and it would be 30 to 40 times a day for each song.
We
in the car in the morning, in the afternoon, in the night,
anywhere and everywhere.
We are rocking out to
20 trucks.
Truck Tunes.
Truck Tunes. So there is a YouTube channel that our son is obsessed with. It is how he knows every single truck. You guys know we do Truck of the Day every single week. Well, almost every week. Whenever Flynn's feeling like he wants to do it.
Whenever he asks to do it.
Yeah. We have a Truck of the Day today, by the way, in this episode. Flynn was begging to do it today. He's like, Truck of the Day! He like really wanted to share his Truck of the Day. So that's coming later. But the reason he knows everything about trucks is because of these songs on YouTube. And you guys, millions and millions and millions of views. And Eric and I have talked back and forth.
Trillions.
We've talked back and forth so many times about who should we interview on the podcast. Like we could interview, you know, I know some well-known people, like they're my friends. Like
but for our first interview, we had to go big.
And so Eric was like, oh my God, what if I could? Because we've talked about how we want them to perform at our wedding.
Like, yeah, I'm going to ask him that in the interview.
We're already married. But like we want to have a big wedding party after the pandemic. And we've talked about how like we need them to be at the wedding because it's all we listen to, like in our family. And we're so obsessed and we love their songs. It's so much better than most of the garbage you listen to.
I would dance my face off.
I already do. We do every night. We dance every night to their music. You guys, we are so, like, this is such a big deal.
So
like,
I found an email that I didn't even know if it was real. And I just sent an email being like, well, I don't know. And I heard back a very suspenseful day and a half later. And the creative team.
Mm-hmm. Of 20 trucks.
A duo.
Of 20 trucks.
Behind
Truck
it.
Tunes. They're gonna let us interview them.
We're like, oh yeah, cool.
Yeah, we're very, very excited. So that's something to look forward to next week, guys. It's going to be really intense. We are very, very nervous and starstruck by, like, we could have had JoJo Siwa.
I have so many questions.
We could have had, like, I mean, we have so many, like, famous friends love. It could have been JoJo Siwa. Could have been Ariana Grande. Could have been Rachel Ballinger. It could have been, think of all the YouTubers I know who are super famous. Like
Joey.
There's Angela Kinsey from The Office. We did Haters Back Off with her. There's so many people we could have chosen. And we were like, no, it's got to be these
people. Name drop.
No, I'm just saying that's how famous these people are. Like, that's how famous they are to us. Like, that's how big of a celebrity.
This is way bigger deal
than anyone else we could have gotten.
I'm currently sweating even thinking about it. Because it's
you're nervous.
Then we get so much time. It's like when people ask that famous question, like, if you could sit down with two people. And people are like, if I could sit with, like, Jesus and Gandhi and have dinner. You know what I mean? Or like,
we've
whatever.
Talked about this
it would
so
be them
times.
For
we've,
me.
We've had so many conversations like, who are these people?
Who are they? Who
is
Why are their songs
is he classically
so great?
Trained? Why are the songs so good? Is it just like a dad? Did he used to have a band and then he was like, I'm just going to do this now? Because you guys, you don't understand millions and millions and millions of views on the internet. And they're, every kid knows, like all my mom friends, I'll be like, oh, you got to listen to Truck Tunes. And they're like, oh, I know Truck Tunes. Like Truck Tunes is it like they already know all the songs.
It's genius and it's actually
they're
great.
Good songs.
Why
anyway,
are we talking about we weren't even planning on talking about this.
All right, guys, so guess what? March 3rd, that's today, the day this podcast comes out, my husband is super famous today because he is going to be on Good Trouble. I'm so excited. It's the third episode of the third season of Good Trouble tonight, and that is the episode my husband's character finally appears. And he's been working so hard and amazing on this season. Hard and amazing. It's what
Eric
I always
hard
say about
and
you.
Amazing Stockland. That's what they called me.
But I'm
college.
So freaking excited to see it. And I'm so excited for everyone to see it. And also, I hope that's not true.
As I said,
that's
I was
what
like,
everyone called
everyone
you in college.
Everyone called me hard and amazing.
You no. Okay.
I didn't even mean that. Is it?
Anyway, you're neon red. But he is going to be on Good Trouble. So please tune in. We are so, so excited. I'm excited for everyone to watch it. I'm excited to watch it.
I'm all very excited about it. But like, I dread watching myself as an actor.
No, it's going to be so good. It
makes me very uncomfortable.
The best actor ever. So please watch Good Trouble tonight, Wednesday.
Tonight at 10.
March 3rd.
It airs on Freeform, which also has an app that I found. And then it airs next day on Hulu.
Yeah. Check
all out. Owned by Mickey Mouse himself.
Did you know Mickey Mouse owns pretty much the universe?
Mickey Mouse and Jennifer Lopez signed my checks.
That's true.
She's an executive producer of Good Trouble.
So anyway, I thought it would be cool to talk to you a little bit about that. But also, because you're an actor and you're an incredible actor, I think a lot of people think like, oh, I just think a lot of people don't understand how much goes into it. And I want people to know some stories of like your acting experiences. Like, we know we've talked about Good Trouble and this, your experience on the show and like the COVID precautions and how intense it is on set and how different it is.
Yeah.
But you've been on so many shows.
Not so many.
Yes, you have. You've been on so many shows. Like, every day I get a tweet from someone like, oh my gosh, I just saw your husband on Vampire Diaries. Oh my gosh, I just saw your husband on Criminal
Minds.
Well,
that was my first job on TV. I had been a theater major in college, and I had been with a equity Shakespeare company, and I had studied in New York at an acting school. But after moving to LA, my first job on TV was Vampire Diaries.
Yes.
Which people still ask about. I guess it's still popular. I don't know.
It is very popular.
It's on Netflix now, maybe. And so people are now watching it, or they did watch it, or were aware of it. I only appeared in an episode.
Right. And I want to know more about it because I've never seen that episode and I want to ask you questions about it.
You want some vampy D's stories?
I do. Stop saying weird things that are sexual. Vampy D's.
People don't talk. Say it as
don't
vampy
ever
D's?
Say vampy D's. Anyway, before we hop into that, I do want to talk about our first sponsor really quick. It is, of course, Daily Harvest. The reason I'm excited to talk about them is because sometimes I do not have the time or energy to cook dinner at night, especially lately. I feel like as Flynn gets into his toddler phase, I spend the whole day chasing him around while also juggling a full-time job and business. And you're working so much more now on Good Trouble that I am just exhausted by the end of the day, and you are too. So between the toddler and our full-time jobs, we are pooped at the end of the day and don't want to cook a full meal. And that is where Daily Harvest comes in. They've completely changed the game for us, which is amazing. Daily Harvest delivers delicious food, all built on organic vegetables right to your door. It takes literally minutes to prepare, and I never have to think twice if the food I'm eating is good for me. Daily Harvest is ready when you are. Everything stays fresh in your freezer until you're ready to enjoy it, so you waste less food too. You don't have to overthink any of your meals for the week with Daily Harvest. Smoothies for breakfast, crisp flatbreads for lunch and dinner, and food that's perfect for cooler weather, like their perfectly roasted harvest bowls and soups. And their harvest bowls are bomb.
Yeah, you know, it's great when you don't want to cook, but also you don't want gross, like, takeout. Cause sometimes takeout can get gross when you just keep having it. Like,
yeah.
This is...
And it's just ready. Like, you just have to heat it up. It's incredible.
In the middle, it's here, and it is good for you.
Amazing. Daily Harvest never uses preservatives, added sugar, or artificial anything, including their recently launched almond milk, which is made of only almonds and a dash of sea salt. That's it. This is super convenient because we are always stocked up whenever we need almond milk for our smoothies or for Flynn's cereal, anything like that. We're ready to go. Daily Harvest is also committed to minimizing their environmental impact. They're in the process of transitioning to 100% compostable, recyclable, plant-based, and renewable fiber packaging. Daily Harvest is undeniably delicious, clean food without the prep. We really love it, and it is so easy. It's also nice to know that while I'm eating it, like, Flynn can come have some. I know it's super good for him. There's no junk in it. It's like all fresh and amazing. So
I'm just impressed you said compostable as well and clearly as you did. I can see how hard
I was thinking compost. I know it's that word is hard for me. I never know how to pronounce that word.
Fine.
That
was anyway. You did great. I was complimenting you.
Oh, thank you. So if you guys want to get started, go to dailyharvest.com and enter promo code RELAX to get $25 off your first box. That's promo code RELAX for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com. That's dailyharvest.com. Go check it out. We really love it. I think you guys will too. So now that we have talked about delicious food that is good for you, I want to talk about your diet back in the day of blood, I guess. Were you a vampire on the show?
I was... Whoa, have you not?
I literally don't know what you did on the show. I've seen the scene.
I was a werewolf, of course.
Oh, werewolf.
I remember, a werewolf named Stevie.
Stevie, who wore one of those.
Stevie the werewolf with his visor beanie.
Yeah, the visor beanie is rough. But
I fought that. I think I could say that now. The statute of limitations for this wardrobe decision has been lifted. They wanted me to wear a visor beanie. I don't even know that they were. I don't think that they were cool. But it was the choice. But as the actor and person portraying, I purposefully left it in my trailer when I went to set, being like, well, they're not going to have it, and I'm not going to have to wear this visor beanie. and we did rehearsed it and I wasn't wearing it and yada yada. And then right before they called action on the first actual take, like a wardrobe person ran up and was like, oh, we found your visor beanie. You left it in your trailer. And I was like, great.
Well, I thought you looked cute with a visor beanie, but I've seen that one scene where outside and it looked cold because I could see your breath. But I remember
it was cold. It was the coldest day in recorded history, I feel like, in Atlanta, outside Atlanta, Georgia, that morning. It was like below zero when we were filming that.
Well, the only thing I can remember from it, because I haven't seen the episode, I've only seen that one scene, is you have some line where you go like, and then it clicks. You just decided
that. I was so proud of that choice. And then it
clicks.
Yeah,
and that's all I can remember. No, it's not embarrassing. It's amazing. It's a good choice. I thought it was in the script. That wasn't in the script.
It wasn't in the script. It was a choice.
That's not in the script. I guess how would you
write
that?
I remember I had that big monologue and the other actors, we were all freezing. We had like, you know, they had like, you know, hand warmers.
Oh, yeah.
They had like hand warmer inserts. Like we had to wear like body things that had like warmer inserts like on our abdomen because it was literally below zero. And we started shooting at like 6 or 7 in the morning. It was snowing right before that. That was like my mouth didn't function. My face didn't function.
So this was your first big job, right?
Yeah. I was working retail at this time. I was like,
where?
In between. I want to say that.
Say it. Why not?
Well, because I tried waiting tables. It was hard to find you always think like, well, all actors are like bartenders or waiters or waitresses in LA, but a lot of places don't want to hire you if you are that because you're always trying to switch your shift or calling out because of an audition or whatever. So I worked at Urban Outfitters.
What's wrong with this? I don't know. Urban
it's
Outfitters.
Cool. It's a job. Hey man, I was working.
It's cool. I love their clothes.
Yeah, and my they're not paying us. My boss there was awesome. I'm still friends with her. She's great. So folding stacks of t-shirts really neatly, graphic tees. I can still do it. And in
you
the
can
meantime,
still fold shirts.
Oh, I can fold shirts that you wouldn't believe. There's like a board you use to fold the shirt over, and then you slip the board out, and then you do the next one. You can, I'm saying, I could make a nice stack of tees.
Okay.
Auditioning in the meantime, it was like really flexible. It was good. I lived right next to it. It's the one on Melrose.
So, but this, you were working there when you got the job.
Yeah. And so then I, found out my boss was awesome. They were like, I had auditioned for it. And it was one of those cool auditions where like I did the thing and this really happened. And I did the scene once or twice, and then I walked out, and you walk out through the lobby, through the other actors, all these other dudes that, you know, kind of look like you and weird versions of you waiting in the lobby for their turn. And then I walked to the elevators, and then someone had run, a casting assistant had run out through the lobby into the elevators and was like, hey, can you come back? And they wanted me to like do it again for some reason. And then I got a call that I got it. And not only did I get it, it shoots in Atlanta and we're flying you out there tonight at like 5 a.m. So it was my first time flying first class ever in my life. I sat next to, there was a show called like Housewives of Atlanta. Was that a thing?
That's a show.
Like I know they do different cities, but mm-hmm. I sat next to one of the, in first class in the first row next to one of the famous, I guess she's a housewife in Atlanta and was on a reality show.
People are probably yelling at their podcast.
Do they know her?
Well, I don't know because they're going to be mad that I'm not asking which one because I don't know because I've never seen the show.
Yeah.
But
one of them. And it was a 5 a.m. flight. I didn't sleep. It was a 5 a.m. flight. First couple of times in my life. And then I get to Atlanta and they bring me straight to set. Like straight to set so I can meet with the director and wardrobe and whatever before starting shooting the next day. And as I first walked in, the lead of the show is an actor named Ian Somerhalder, and he was there, covered in fake blood and just lifting weights.
Really?
Yeah. Like he had weights that he kept. I don't know. Like there was weights that he was lifting them, and he's covered in fake blood. He's in between takes, but
in between takes, so on set, like you're
on set in between takes. Yeah, I mean, these are a bunch of hot people just sucking blood.
I don't know anything about the show.
They gotta look juiced up or what? I don't know. They gotta look
okay,
swole as they do the thing. He was awesome, by the way. Really nice. I just thought it was really funny that like
he's covered in
my
blood,
first
lifting
introduction.
Weights.
He's just covered in blood, lifting weights. Like, hey, how's it going? Like truly like that. In between then going to do his next take. I just remember that and thought that was awesome.
He must have been a vampire if he's blood.
Yeah, he was the lead vampire. Werewolf.
You're a werewolf. Did you do CGI? Like, did you turn into a werewolf?
I did not transform into a werewolf, unfortunately, unless you count a visor beanie.
But how do you know you're a werewolf then? Like, how do the
Because there was a whole storyline where it's like werewolves... Vampires don't get along. You may know this from
Twilight.
Famously from Twilight. I think that's also just a thing going back in time in all the iterations of vampire and werewolf movie and film projects. But there was a storyline where a bunch of werewolves were like gearing up for something. Was like a curse that they were going to put on the vampires to make the sun come out. We were plotting. And I came in at the tail end of it. I think I was supposed to keep recurring, but then the kind of whole werewolf plot was written. They had gone a different way with the story. I think that's true.
Okay.
Or maybe I just tell myself that to feel better about then not recurring. But the other main werewolf is this actor named Stephen Amell, who's now very famous. He became Arrow on the show Arrow on the CW. Okay.
Is that the one I thought was Arthur?
Maybe.
Okay.
But yeah, it was funny to have worked with him, and he was also a really great guy and a good actor. And then like a year later, he was like the entire sides of buildings were just his shirtless torso for advertising for the premiere of Arrow, which went on for a number of years. And I think he has a new show now that your friend who played Jenna in Waitress.
I don't have friends. Oh,
Allison. I think she got cast in his new show that's about wrestlers.
Oh, that's
somewhere
neato.
Yeah. So me and him were werewolves.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But I always
it was
think,
cold.
Yes. What I always love about when you talk about Vampire Diaries is something that's very true for actors, I think, in general, it's true for at least every actor I've known, including myself, is that when you finally get like some big gig, you
oh,
think
I thought
like,
I was in the club.
I did it. I did.
Yeah,
you think I did?
It had just been like such a long, strange road, and now I'm finally on this popular television show. I thought I was in the club, and now they just give you parts.
Yeah,
and like I felt fragile. I would drive my car around LA after I found out I got it. I was doing it or whatever. Like I was like, oh, I can't get hurt now. I'm famous. they're just giving me. You know what I mean? I felt like different, and I felt like I was in the club, and they would just. You know what I mean? Now they just give you jobs, and it certainly is not the case.
No, you have to go through this phase when
every
you're in the
time.
Entertainment industry of like, oh, it's all you struggle and work so hard. Like in this industry, you work so hard and struggle and fight and claw your way up to have any sort of success, and then you have success and you're like, ah, and you would think then you would be able to like breathe for a minute and be like, I did it. Like, here's a breath of fresh air. I made it to the next step of the ladder, but that never happens.
It might happen sometimes for some people.
No,
it's like a different.
I don't think that's true.
I think some people like the button is just pressed. Like there's a go button and they're like with the right agent. I don't know. Like, are they just it? And like the button is pressed and they just go. But for a lot of people and for my path, like you have to sweat it out and earn it and be perfect for it and win the lottery each job. In the room,
right?
You have to,
Well, but
and it's up and down.
But I think even if those people where there's a push of a button, which I don't really know what that means, but there's so much that has to be done to like stay relevant, to keep their career going. It's not just like they just sit at home and wait for someone to call and give them a gig. Like they're working their butts off. People
yeah.
who are relevant and famous.
I only know like I've never been like the networky type. I never like have been like the shaking hands at parties and you know what I mean? Kind of person in the entertainment industry. Like I don't go to like the parties or like I'm in,
right.
I don't have any friends. I just like show up to the audition and, but yeah, I certainly thought like, well, this is it. I did it. Now I never have to really, they just give it to me now. They just give me every job. It was really, then they don't.
Immediately not. Yeah, uh-huh. No, that's not how that works. And
yeah.
I mean, we film auditions often here at this house.
Uh-huh.
And Eric is extremely talented. So he often gets a callback or gets pinned or books things. But what's crazy about this industry is it's impossible to get an audition. And if you get an agent, a manager, whatever, if you get one, you've won the lottery. It's impossible to get auditions. If you get one, you win the lottery. It's impossible to get a callback. It's impossible to get pinned. It's impossible to do all these things. It's impossible to get a gig. But even if you get a gig, it still doesn't mean anything because, it does.
Yeah.
But for example, like, you know, here in Hollywood, we have what is called pilot season, where you go out and audition for pilots and you hope the pilot gets picked up and then it becomes a TV show. And they spend all this money making a pilot and it is a television episode. It's real. It's everything. Eric has multiple times booked pilots, gone and shot them, like left town for weeks to go shoot these huge pilots and then they don't get picked up. And that happened
It's all my fault.
No, it's not. But it did happen today.
That's what I think.
He filmed a pilot
happened today.
Recently.
I did a pilot right before Christmas in the middle of shooting Good Trouble. Like, they worked it out so I could do this pilot at the same time. And then we just found out today that it's not getting picked up. So, like, I'll never see it. You'll never see it. You'll never know anything about it. And it was like this big, huge thing. And working with crew of over 100 people and everyone's so nice and awesome. And they make this pilot and you're like, you read it and I was laughing out loud. And I was like, this is going to go on for six seasons. And then, it's really disappointing.
Or even like when Flynn was only 2 months old, something like that, Eric was in Vancouver for a week or two shooting a pilot.
I did a pilot with Ryan Phillippe, who's a big actor. And like, I was like, he's a movie star. Like, of course this is getting picked up.
You had a big part.
It was really strange. I had murdered him in the pilot. He like becomes this kind of Frankenstein detective that comes back to life. But my character was the one that had
and it was
him.
So intense.
And I got to do all these awesome scenes with Ryan Phillippe who for me, like growing up, I remember like watching like Cruel Intentions and like, you know, he's great in MacGruber. He's great. And I've still never seen it. Never got to see it. And never will. But I went there and I filmed the scenes with him and
you were away from your family, your brand new baby for 2 weeks, a week and a half. I remember it was a while.
Being in Vancouver. Like,
I was so jealous. He was in Vancouver too. That was so cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, this industry is so wild, but I just think it's so incredible that you are.
I deserve your sympathy.
It's not that. Yeah, it's not like poor actors.
I know, I just
it's
hate complaining
that.
About it, but I don't think people...
We're not complaining. I'm just explaining how crazy it is. It's so crazy. Like, even, you know, like, this is not the same thing at all. Like, my career is very different than yours. It's very opposite in many ways. But, like, just all the different weird things that I've done in my career, people would say I've had a successful career, but I still feel like I am clawing my way to stay even like I don't feel like I've climbed a ladder at all. I feel like I just have been taking my fingernails are going to fall off from how hard I've been clawing onto the bottom step of the ladder for a whole decade. It never feels like
you're an absolute legend.
Well, I think the same of you, but that's how this industry feels. Am I wrong? Like, it feels like no matter how hard you work and try, you're never going to get to that top of the ladder. So it's so important to like appreciate the moments that you're in and the opportunities
if you meet like an actor or performer who's secure, run away, because that person also murders people and is a liar.
No, I'm sure they exist. You and I both have anxiety pretty badly, so I feel like that might have something to do with it.
I think a lot of actors are insecure, and it's the strangest job. It's so strange. It's so weird.
But it is so cool that you are on Good Trouble, and I can't wait for people to see it.
It's such a good show. It's such a cool show. Like, everything that they do there and the writers they have and the other actors, it's such a great, awesome thing to be a part of. It airs on Freeform Wednesday nights at 10 and then Hulu the next day. And I start on it tonight. If you're listening to this when this podcast comes out on March 3rd, and then we'll see how that journey goes.
It's really hard.
Matt Gordon.
I didn't know his last name was Gordon. You heard it here first.
This is an exclusive.
You heard it here first. This is an exclusive. Well,
sounds like a superhero name, Matt Gordon.
It does. It sounds, well, you know what I thought of? I thought of Gordo from Lizzie McGuire, which is like,
don't know what that is. Is that
you
a thing?
Don't know who Gordo is?
No.
Are you?
Is Gordo a person or a thing?
I am upset. Are you serious? Have you never watched Lizzie McGuire?
No. I had friends.
What's wrong with you? Why haven't you watched Lizzie McGuire? What's wrong?
I was busy living.
Who
hurt you? I was cutting up Stretch Armstrongs in the woods. I was busy.
Lovey.
What?
You don't know who Gordo is?
No.
Are you? I am upset. Lovey, Gordo is like, Lizzie McGuire is like, she's supposed to be with Gordo. Her best friend. Him and Miranda is her other best friend. I love Lizzie McGuire. The movie's everything. Paolo, get out of here. It's so good. You got
to
see it.
Brings us to our next sponsor, Lizzie McGuire.
Our next sponsor is not Lizzie McGuire, but we do have another sponsor. It's not Lizzie McGuire. It is Audible. I love Audible. I've actually worked with Audible before so many times in the past, and I keep going back to them because I love them so much. I think it's a really great company.
Do they have like Lizzie McGuire books on Audible that you could listen to?
We're going to have to find out. I'm sure there is. Well, I haven't searched for that, but now I know what I'm searching for tonight.
Gordo probably wrote a book.
Audible, if you don't know what it is and you've been living under a rock, Audible is the leading provider of spoken word entertainment all in one place. At Audible, you can find the largest selection of audiobooks ranging from bestsellers and new releases to celebrity memoirs, languages, business, motivation, and so much more. I love it because I am not a good reader. I've never been a good reader ever since I was a little girl. It's really hard for me to focus when I'm reading. My mind wanders and I have to reread the same page 800 times before I actually know what it says.
Dyslexic.
That's not dyslexia, that's ADHD, but I do have that. Yeah. And it makes it really hard for me to read things. But then I feel like I'm missing out on so many things that everyone else is talking about, great books that other people have
read. To go back and read.
Yeah, I'm not going to go read
hurt
nothing.
Your eyes.
You can just listen to it. Not only that.
Paper cuts.
Not only that, though. It's not just about if you don't like to read. It's wonderful because you can listen to it while you're doing other things. I love to multitask. So if you're cleaning up the house, if you're, you know, on a long drive somewhere, anything like that, you can listen to a book. And so I just think it's wonderful. With everything you love to listen to all in one app, Audible Plus is your playlist for life. New members can always try Audible Plus for 30 days free. That means no dollar bills. That's what that means. Free. With a membership, you get access to audiobooks, podcasts, theatrical performances, and unique Audible originals. You can download and stream without limit, and you can listen offline anytime, anywhere. Just download the Audible app to get started. Most recently, we started listening to Little Blue Truck by Alice Schertl.
Classics.
Well, and this is why. You guys, I've discovered a whole new reason why Audible is amazing.
Because we don't have to read it.
Exactly. Do you understand? Toddlers make you reread the same book a billion times.
Yeah. I tap out after at about 50.
Wait a minute.
In the game.
We have an out. And I hadn't even realized we had an out. But they have books for kids on there. And you can just have someone else read the book to your kid. Now, I'm not saying I don't love reading books to Flynn.
It's called parenting.
I do love reading books to Flynn. But after the 50th time, you're like, someone else is going to read this now. So that's the thing.
Also, we're like driving or something.
Yes, of course. So if you guys want to have someone else read a book to your child, or if you just want to try out Audible, visit audible.com/relaxpod or text relaxpod to 500-500. That's audible.com, audible.com/relaxpod, relaxpod. Go check it out, you guys. You will love it. All right? And that's what I have to say about that. But anyway.
Then you can find out what happens to that little blue truck. It gets crazy.
It actually kind of does.
He just kind of drives around with his frog friend.
No, it kind of does get crazy,
I'm not
though.
Knocking the Little Blue Truck
Don't
books.
Don't give away the plot, but it's like well, it does no, get kind of crazy.
There's several of them, and it's just always this truck driving around with this frog, and he's got to stop by all the different animals' house for a different holiday. Like,
right.
They should just, like, insert holiday here.
Right. Well, you guys, I wanted to talk about what we did recently because it was really fun. We took a little vacay for a couple days to the weirdest.
I love how you call whenever we go away for like a night, you're like, it's vacation. We're going. I'm saying I actually like that. Like
is that not a vacation?
I think a vacation is, I don't want to go down this road, but like a week. Like,
wait, there's a time limit on vacations?
Yeah, there's a getaway, then there's a vacation. Yeah.
Huh.
I don't want to start a thing.
It's not starting a thing. I just don't take a vacation. A week away is not something I would ever do.
A vacation is like you've taken a week of vacation. You're taking a vacation. Like going away for the weekend is going away for the weekend. Like, Or just sometimes it would be just a night for us. And you're like, well, we're on vacation now, which I was started this by saying, I like this because it puts you in that mindset. You're like, yeah, even though it's just a night, my vacation.
It is vacation. Of course it's vacation.
I just.
Okay. Anyway, we went on a getaway, I guess, if you're want to be negative about
just,
it.
Like talk like a normal person.
I went away, but that could be like you went to like, I don't know, some lame little like town to like go pick up something or drop something off. Like you went away for the weekend. That doesn't sound like a fun thing. It's a vacation.
Sounds fun to me. What do you
mean? Oh my gosh. Whatever. We went on a vacation. It was a vacation.
It was two nights.
But we didn't like go. Okay. We're not going to get into this argument. We're not doing this again. This is not going to be another argument episode. It was really cool though. We found this Airbnb that was like a mirror cabin. It was a small box that had essentially just a bed and a nightstand in it. And it was surrounded by like mirrors. So when you look at it, you look like you're in the middle of woods because it's just reflecting the other trees.
Yeah. It was an architectural decision.
It was a really minimalist decision
because when you look at the structure, you're not really seeing it. You're seeing reflections of other trees and greenery and grass. So it kind of almost is invisible. Inside it is not all mirrors.
Yeah.
They weren't two-way mirrors. It was just half of it was, and then the other half was glass facing a creek infested with poison oak.
Oh, yeah.
To the gills.
Bad. But it was beautiful. And then there was also like a cute like other cabin that was made out of like really bizarre and cool eclectic like
window frames.
And there was a chicken coop and you could get fresh eggs and then you could cook the chicken eggs in the outdoor kitchen.
I made two of them. And outdoor kitchen, yeah, separate structure.
Yeah, separate structure. And there's another structure that was like an outhouse, but it was like a fancy, cool, like really nice.
It was well done, yeah.
Really beautiful, really cool. So
outdoor shower, man, I'm telling you. And I said this to you on the trip, like my number one thing, if we ever move, is that the house, like if this was House Hunters, I would tell the realtor, I insist there's an outdoor shower.
Why the realtor? Insist. This is something you can build for like a dollar. Like it's literally just a hose and some wood planks.
There's
like,
something about an outdoor shower, man.
You would, here's the thing.
The freedom.
You would never use it. If it were here, I think it's a vacation thing, love.
I think
it's something you like on a getaway. You know what I'm saying?
But I love that.
I know he did love the outdoor shower.
Showering outdoors.
He loved it. I did not partake in the outdoor shower, but we had a blast. We had so much fun. It was magical. It was a nice little reset button. It was, there was no service, no Wi-Fi, which was frustrating at times, but also really nice to just like sit and all we could do was look at the stars and talk about the universe and life and, our favorite artists growing up and like
you made cookies in a pan
like it
on
was
a hot
so
plate.
Fun it was
yeah,
so
that
fun.
Was very cool that you were like so game not to be somewhere without service or Wi-Fi. We could get service if we took like a 20 to 30 minute walk up a hill to check on our son, just so you know, but for you to be out Wi-Fi without Wi-Fi
yeah, or service
for 2 days is like a big deal. And you're the one who found this place and booked it. So shockingly, I think all of your family thought it was me and I was torturing you. You initiated.
No, I think you have really, you're the only person who has ever done something like this to me where you've really changed me into a whole different person.
I grew up camping.
I've never
a lot with
been
my
actual camping.
Father and I was in Boy Scouts. I didn't make it to Eagle Scout, but I enjoyed camping with my friends and little canoeing.
Yeah, it was not my experience growing up. I never did camping stuff.
The outdoors, hikes.
Yeah.
You don't even go outside.
No, I don't really like the outside that much. Well, here's the thing. I really do. I love when I'm in nature. I love it. And I'm very much like, I feel like I have a childlike spirit in the sense that I'm like very much in awe. Like, I'm like, how many times do I go like, isn't this so cool?
Well,
this is amazing. Look at this rock.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's incredible and amazing. It's just.
You've always told me that you're like a beach kid, that you would be like, just go to the beach when you were a child in Santa Barbara. Like what an amazing place to get to grow up.
Yeah. So
and you would just stay at the beach all day.
Yeah, so I would wake up and just put on a bathing suit. Like, I never put on clothes. Like, I put on clothes. Like, that sounds weird. But, like, Rachel and I would wake up in the morning and we would put on bikinis or bathing suits or whatever. And we'd get in the car and we'd pick up In-N-Out or Burger King or whatever. Burger King random. But they used to have really bomb chicken tenders and they don't anymore. And then and then we would go to the beach and just kind of sit there until we were over it and then go home. And we'd just, like, lay in the sand and we'd go, like, body surfing and look for shells and whatever else. I mean, and we just explore. Santa Barbara has some really cool beaches. And so we would explore like the cliffs and the caves in our cliffs and look for seals and sea otters and whatever, starfish.
But see, that to me, why don't you like being outside in the woods then?
Well, it's not that I don't like it. You're making me like it. I hate bugs. And bugs are like my main thing. Like, I just like, I really
but
hate bugs.
Bugs aren't really, I guess mosquitoes are a thing.
No, all bugs.
But they're not really like, bugs aren't really like, they're around. Yeah, but just because they're around, they're not like trying to bother, or maybe they're like flying towards a light.
Have they told you they're not trying to bother me? How do you know this? Have you
spoken
to them?
Well, I'm saying being at the beach to me, I can't be at the beach for more than like an hour because then you just feel like salty and dirty. Like, you got the
sand. You feel dirty when you're camping.
I don't, but I'm saying if you feel dirtier, I feel like if you're at the beach all day, whereas like the woods, you're like, oh, but there's bugs. There's sharks at the ocean.
Okay, the sharks, you have like a 1 in 10 millionth chance
stingrays
to get bit by a shark, first of all.
Crabs and second of all, that bite your toes.
Crabs are cool. Second of all, woods are scary. The beach is not scary. The beach is just beautiful. Woods is like, that's where every murder happens. That's where
they
dump
bodies.
That's
the other thing about, yeah.
And so woods are scary. They've always been scary to me. I don't, like, the thought of them freaks me out when I'm there. It always takes me a while to get over, like, how terrified I am of getting killed. Like, and...
Yeah, I want to talk about that.
Because, like, what if someone had come into the campsite that we were at? We had no service. We had no Wi-Fi. We were so
sitting
far from people. There was
ducks.
No way for us to get help. Like, that's scary to me.
I wouldn't have even fought it. I would have just been like, yep. Figured it. Yeah,
but worse than that is the bugs. The biggest thing is the bugs. More than the fear of death is the hatred for bugs. I really, really despise them.
No,
I think,
bug bit you. No bug. Came
it
doesn't. Near, yeah.
No, they annoy me. And they come in my face and they're like super obnoxious and get too close and they're like buzzing in your ears and like getting in your nose and they just get on your stuff and they're crawling everywhere. There's not a bug I've ever met.
I see I've hit on a hot topic with you.
I just don't like when people are like, what's a bad bug? Like, I've never met a bug that I've been like, that's a great bug. Like, I love that bug. I'm so happy that bug is here.
Like, I like praying mantises. I feel like a really
No, they're
cool.
gross. They're Ugh. Disgusting. I think all bugs are gross.
Okay.
I hate
get
them
it.
All.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about, because we watch a lot of true crime documentaries. Almost obsessively.
We watch Forensic Files every night, literally every night.
So then to be in this, like, essentially glass square, which architecturally did not provide for locks on the door. So I don't know if you said that. We also couldn't lock the door. Like, it would matter. We were in a literally 10-foot by 10-foot glass square, like in the middle of nowhere with no service, no Wi-Fi in the woods. And our view was just dark woods. And I feel like I saw a couple of tweets where people like pointed out in your vlog that they could see like
it looked like there was
red
there.
Dots. As soon as I saw that picture, I was like, oh, yeah, of course there was someone just watching us, filming us.
Yeah.
Is that, but did we figure out that was true?
I think it was like,
true?
I don't know. Someone was like, you're an idiot. That's a tree. Like, someone was really rude to me and was like, you're so stupid. Stop being dramatic. That's obviously a tree. And was like really mad. But
if they were there, like the whole time, like it was kind of vulnerable. But I wonder if that's like, if there's a heightened sense of vulnerability because of like how much of that content we consume.
Mm-hmm.
Plus also whenever I'm in I don't know if anybody else listening does this, but whenever I'm at like an Airbnb or some kind of circumstance like that, like that's desolate, I immediately am like thinking like, oh, I've seen horror movies that start like this.
Right.
This would be a good horror movie beginning. And I'm like writing a horror movie, like, oh, I should write a horror movie that starts off like the exact experience I'm having on this vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole time I'm thinking about like, oh yeah, this is where the person would get
Lovey, you're
murdered.
Imagining me dying
Not
on a vacation?
No, I'm just saying that, like, I'm psyching myself out, like, that, like...
Well, you just said this is where this like, person would die. I'm the only other person who was there. So you're imagining me dying on this vacation?
Stop.
We're on a romantic couple's vacation, and the whole time you're, like, daydreaming about my murder?
I guess a little bit,
Love.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
not me killing you.
I'm like
a stranger.
What I didn't like about this trip is there were some bugs and you're like, well, I was daydreaming about your death.
Yeah, but I wasn't doing it. I was like
just
at that
not
point
helping,
I like
just
tied
watching.
Up having to watch or something. I don't know
what.
Just kidding. I didn't get to the details. I'm just being like, oh, this is like a good setup for a horror movie. We should write a horror movie together. I literally said that to you when we were there.
Yeah.
It just made us both like I think more nervous
But it was fun. It was really fun. It was just
and we survived.
A little murdery. It was very fun. We had a blast.
It's so funny. We were talking about the 20 Trucks interview. We forgot that we were going to have a big celebrity guest today that Shirley is going to win a bunch of awards.
You're
for her
so
performance
stupid.
In one of the most popular television shows. Elizabeth Olsen will be joining us on the podcast.
That's what Eric keeps saying. Apparently she's coming, guys. But before she comes, I do want to talk about our next sponsor. I'm assuming Elizabeth Olsen is beautiful since her sisters are beautiful.
It's a good segue.
Speaking of beauty.
There you go.
The next sponsor is Function of Beauty. We've talked about them before and we're going to talk about them again, guys. Let's talk bangs. When you have bangs and you have really curly hair, you can't just like throw your hair up in a messy bun, or you can't just let your hair be down. Like, I have to style it every day. Like, I either have to straighten it or curl it or do something with it.
I haven't noticed
it looks
you
totally
obsessing
wacky
about
town.
It at all.
Oh my gosh, shut up. So because of that, there's a lot more heat happening on my hair and I can feel it starting to get more damaged, which is why I'm so grateful for Function of Beauty, because they are helping me take better care of my hair as I fry it. So Function of Beauty is the world leader in customizable beauty, offering precise formulations for your hair's specific needs. And here is how you get started. First, you take a quick but thorough quiz to tell them a little bit about your hair type, your hair goals, such as if you want to length thin or volumize or damage control, which is what I need. Because your hair changes with the season, or if you get bangs, you can change your hair goals before every shipment. Next, you choose your color and your fragrance. I chose a floral scent and I always pick lavender for my color because it's just so pretty. Then Function's team determines the perfect blend of ingredients, bottles your formula, and delivers it right to you. Every ingredient Function of Beauty uses is vegan and cruelty-free, and they never use sulfates or parabens. You can also go completely silicone free if you'd like. There are over 54 trillion possible formulations, and Function of Beauty has over real 50,000 five-star reviews. And Function of Beauty offers completely personalized formulas for body and skincare as well, so you can customize your beauty routine from hair to toe. So like I said, I really, really love Function of Beauty because you can customize it too. And I've noticed a big difference. And like when I chopped all my hair off when I was doing Waitress, at that time, I got the lengthening kind.
I remember that.
Because
yeah,
I was like, I want my hair to grow back. And now I'm more about like damage control because I'm frying the magoots out of my hair. But anyway, we love it. We both have it. And we highly recommend. So never buy off the shelf just to be disappointed ever again. Go to functionofbeauty.com/relax to take your quiz and save 20% on your first order. That applies to their full range of customized hair, skin, and body products. Go to functionofbeauty.com/relax to let them know that we sent you and get 20% off your order. functionofbeauty.com/relax. Go check it out. All right, guys? So apparently now.
This is exciting. Our first celebrity interview.
You're so dumb.
It's good prep for
what?
Trek Tunes next week.
Oh my God. Basically, Eric thinks I'm good at impressions and he keeps telling me to do impressions of people, which I'm not good at impressions. Like,
you're great. Can I tell them about my folder?
Sure.
I have a folder, like a notes folder in my phone, where every time she does like an impression, I'm like, oh, and I go to the folder and I write it down. So I have this long list of over the years of all the amazing impressions.
When he says when she does an impression, I'm not going around the house like practicing impressions of people. It's
I'm not saying you're doing that. I'm just saying you're an incredible.
I'm literally not.
You're like this vocally trained, like you have such great intonation and control of your voice. Like, it makes sense that you would be great at impressions, and you are phenomenal at it. Like, could have been on SNL and destroyed, and I stand by that. I truly believe that. But for some reason, you're incredibly shy and insecure
because
about that. And
I cannot.
I have
do
been texted at 4 a.m. say, "Hey, don't ever ask me to do impressions on the podcast again, or
because
I'll kill you."
He's like, you got to do a video about all your impressions. We got to do it on the podcast where you do all your impressions. And the thing is, I don't have impressions. What I can do is like, if we're watching TV and someone says a sentence funny, I will imitate the sentence I have just heard.
I don't think other people can do that and sound just like the person and have like that touchstone to whereas you kind of get this, who this person is. Like, you're great. You're great at impressions.
He's so nuts.
And I'm not allowed to say of who. I'm not allowed to open this notes folder on my phone and tell you all the amazing impressions that she does.
I literally cannot.
You've never heard.
Anyway, he has this list of impressions, and it's very funny to me because I don't feel like I can do impressions at all.
You can.
I don't know why you're so obsessed with them. So I said, I will never do these impressions. And so now there's this idea floating around that I will do impressions of people that I know nothing. Like, I don't even know who they are. I know nothing about them.
Yeah, it's like in the vein of like the other kind of like movie quote and games that we've done, like...
Like, I have to try to pretend like I know who this person is.
You don't have to, like, do an impression of them.
No, but, like, well, I can't if I don't know who they are. Right. So, apparently, there is someone called Elizabeth Olsen.
You're probably aware of her, like,
existence. I know that her sisters are the most iconic people on the planet. But I don't know anything else about
this
person.
Now they're not going to believe that she's actually here, love.
Oh, my God.
You ready?
Yeah. Am I gone now? Who am I? Am I me? Am I her?
Okay. Here she is.
Oh, I'm here already.
The number one actress on the planet right now. Everybody's talking about her and her talent and her show.
Are they?
Yes, it's the number one show right now. Everybody's talking about it. WandaVision on Disney Plus.
Yes. It's
the
on Disney?
Star, well, you would know.
I mean, I was like just testing
you. Didn't know what network?
No, I didn't.
Very, very popular show
was on. I don't
think
about those kind of things.
Yeah,
you know?
You're humble.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Olsen is here. Lizzie, as they call her.
Yes. Everyone calls me Lizzie.
Do they?
Yeah, because, you know, my sisters are so famous and were like child stars. I was very, very jealous of them when I was little. So I was like, I want to be a child star. And I wasn't. And so I was just like, you know what? Call me Lizzie because I love Lizzie McGuire, which you would know, right? You've seen Lizzie McGuire. Everyone's seen Lizzie McGuire.
Haven't.
Oh, that's shocking.
That's
really
weird. Oh, I guess you weren't in the podcast studio
earlier.
No, I
wasn't here
earlier. Talking about that.
No.
Yeah, it's funny. You're talking about your family and mm-hmm. how you do have two older twin sisters who mm-hmm. are very famous because the internet recently found out that you guys were related and were surprised. And it was really strange to me. Like, people didn't know that you, Elizabeth Olsen, the star of WandaVision, were the younger sister of the Olsen twins. Like, a lot of people didn't know that.
How many people do they think
have... Is that surprising to you?
Yes. How many people do you think have the last name Olsen?
I can think it's a very common last name, actually.
Is it?
I think so.
No, it's
also,
not.
But also, you look alike.
We do look alike. Yes. Uh-huh.
You got your start in acting. Like, maybe you got the bug, if you will, mm-hmm. appearing in some of their... films. How the West Was Fun.
Mm-hmm.
You appeared as Girl in Car.
Yes.
Do you remember that? Can you tell me about your role as Girl in Car in How the West Was Fun?
You know, there's a lot of prep that went into that role.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know.
You're
that.
4 years old.
I know. It was a lot. I had to really, really... I'm a method actor, so...
Yeah. Well, that was, shows now in your work.
Of course. So I, you know, all...
The range.
Week.
Truly.
The weeks leading up to that, I was just in cars prepping.
Yeah. And then you later appeared famously, of course, in an episode of Full House as Girl with Flowers.
Yes. And that one was crazy prep because I just...
can I guess? Did you for weeks walk around holding flowers?
No.
Oh.
I was with flowers.
Just around
just
them?
Just had them around.
That's so cool.
Yeah. That was a really tough role.
Did they teach you about acting? Did they teach you how to act? Did they...
Yeah, see, here's the thing is I kind of got screwed by my sisters. You know, I looked up to them so much and I learned how to act from them. Mm-hmm. And so then when I, you know, grew up, became an adult and booked this job in WandaVision.
What's it called?
WandaVision?
Yeah.
Yeah. So when I got this gig...
And who are you? Who do you play in WandaVision?
I play
Your
Wanda's...
character's name?
Wanda's little sister.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I am girl...
Girl with Wanda?
Girl with Wanda.
Uh-huh.
That's my character's name.
Uh-huh.
And so yeah, Wanda and I are super tight, but she actually taught me something which blew my mind because I learned this from my sister. I got to set for WandaVision. And so we start shooting and after, you know, we do a couple takes, I was like, hey, can we swap?
You and Wanda?
No, I thought, you know, I would have someone to come swap so I could have a break.
Oh, because you're so used to seeing how your sisters worked. Yeah.
You know, when you're a twin, you take time off whenever you want and someone else pops in. I don't want to eat this peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Your sister comes in and does it. So I thought
they just assumed that's what acting was like.
Yeah, I thought they'd find someone who looked like me to come be on set.
At the age of 32, you hadn't figured that out yet?
Well, this is my first big gig, as you know.
Oh, I was under the impression that you were...
I mean, since Girl with Flowers.
In the Marvel Universe, in like major Marvel movies before this.
No one cares about this.
Did you start in Age of Age of Rock of Ages,
I think is
Rock,
think.
Marvel Rock of Ages.
It's a musical.
and then like Infinity War Winter Stars. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Weren't you in those Marvel movies before this?
Yes, but to be honest, Marvel's stupid and no one likes it. So those were kind of like, man, those were just silly. It's like filming a home video.
You're just like, I'll do it, I guess.
Yeah. And it was like, no one wanted to be, it was stupid. And that's so quick too. Plus in those Marvel like adventure movies that where they, everyone's a action figure type person. You weren't so many masks and whatnot.
Because you play the famous superhero.
Cat girl. not to be confused with Catwoman.
Different character.
I only play younger sisters.
Catwoman, I believe, is DC Comics, where Catgirl is Marvel Comics. Is that correct?
I don't know about the location from which they're from. DC. What do you mean?
No.
I don't know where these comic people are from. Like I said, no one cares about Marvel. So since my role of Girl with Flowers, I've just been waiting for that next big break. And it just so happened to be Girl with Wanda. So the Marvel ones, I didn't even have a name. I was just the cat girl. So anyway, thanks for having me here today.
We're so grateful to you. Good luck with the rest of the series coming out and the rest of, I'm sure, more work in the Marvel verse.
Yeah, I'm not going to do any more of those.
And I think you're going to be winning an Emmy for this, Elizabeth or Lizzie.
It's a TV show. Emmy.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
What did I say?
That's what you said. I just was confirming the information.
Well, sometimes as an actor, you just film something. You're not really concerned if it's a movie or TV show.
I wasn't quite sure.
Web series.
You never know.
Well, congratulations
WandaVision.
Yep. Now streaming. Good job.
Oh, I'm back. It's me, Colleen.
Hi.
So
you just missed our big celebrity interview. Where were you?
I just went to sleep. So bored of her. Truly.
I think she's really nice.
I have no idea what WandaVision is about. And I was so confused. When Eric and I talked about doing something like this, I was like, let's find a huge celebrity. And Eric was like,
we gotta break the fourth wall here.
Okay, but listen, he was like, what about Elizabeth Olsen? And I was like, what? That's so random.
I just think she's like the number one like trending celebrity this week.
Yeah, so that's why he chose her, is because he went on to like IMDb and looked for like the most popular person this week.
Yeah, they got this dumb thing called like a star meter, and it like rates whose IMDb page has been visited the most.
Right. So I think everyone's trying to learn about, everyone's searching WandaVision right now. And so because of that, it bumped up her rating.
Yeah, apparently she's amazing in the show, and apparently it's really great. Like really, really great. I'm not a big like superhero film person.
It's a superhero show. I will never watch that.
We're not doing the thing anymore. Yeah. Well, yeah. It's like her character after the Avengers movies. It's like in that same world. It's her and her superhero husband. But like, apparently, it does this really kind of cool thing where they go through genres of.
I've heard it's confusing.
What am I? Some idiot's going to explain a TV show that he hasn't seen on the podcast?
I don't know anything about it, and I honestly don't know anything about her other than she's Mary-Kate and Ashley's sister.
She's a really good actress.
That's awesome. Yeah. And I was like, after we talked about, she's a great guest. She's a great guest. When you said you were going to do this, he told me yesterday. I was like, okay. And he was like, don't look anything up about her. And I was like, well, she's in a TV show. Like, I want to watch it. But now that you told me it's about superheroes, not a freaking chance. I'm not going to watch that.
I don't know. You might like it because it seems very different. Like the first episode I started watching and it's like a 50s sitcom that they actually filmed in front of a lot. Like, again, an idiot who hasn't seen a TV show explaining it on a podcast. Probably not good.
Yeah, I don't know. I cannot get into that stuff.
I'm going to watch it.
Good. You should. I've heard it's great. I want to talk about the next sponsor, which is Next Door. It's not actually physically Next Door. That's the name of the sponsor, Next Door.
I'm aware because I have it on my phone.
Right. You guys ever need to borrow a ladder, or you can't find your power drill, or maybe you actually have to borrow a cup of sugar? I've needed to do this many times. I need like an egg for cookies or a stick of butter or something. And
I'm actually missing my power drill. Do you know where it is?
It's upstairs. I actually know exactly where it is.
So I won't put it in the app.
Don't put it in the app. Well, before you run out to the store and buy something, why not check with your neighbors on the Next Door app first. Nextdoor is a free app that securely connects verified neighbors so you always know what's happening in your local area. Post and read about your community in real time. Nextdoor is always relevant to where you live, and you can access it right from your phone. Buy and sell items, find a last-minute pet sitter, connect with interest groups, hear recommendations for local businesses, and share safety information. With Nextdoor, you can even count on your neighbors to help in any need-to-know situations, such as timely weather concerns or local updates. For everything that's happening, there's Nextdoor, the free neighborhood hub. What we love about it is that it doesn't just connect you to your neighbors and what they're up to. It also connects you to everything nearby, local businesses, services, news updates, recommendations, and stuff for sale from the people down the block, which is great for us because Eric is always trying to find random things to like...
I love random old furniture.
He loves it. He loves to like...
I got a hobby, guys.
He likes to like make them paint things and rebuild things.
I scroll this thing like you scroll social media. Like I like I would prefer to just be looking at my neighbor's trash that they're just trying to sell than like I don't know. Surely you all have Nextdoor
on
your phone.
Well, if you don't, go to Nextdoor.com/relax to sign up and see what your neighbors are talking about. Be sure to use the link to sign up so they know you support our show. That's Nextdoor.com/relax to join your neighborhood today. Don't forget to tell them who sent you by going to Nextdoor.com/relax. That's the most important part, guys. Relax. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, listen, we have a very exciting surprise for you. And that is
Truck of the Day. Oh, we got Truck of the Day this week?
Truck of the Day is happening right now.
What truck is
there's
it going to be?
There's a plot twist in this Truck of the Day.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, I was there. Right.
Get ready for it. Here it comes.
Clint's Truck of the Day.
Oh, Truck of the Day.
Clint's Truck of the Day.
What is today's Truck of the Day?
A bird.
A bird?
He sees a bird out the window.
He sees a bird outside. What's the Truck of the Day today?
A bulldozer.
A bulldozer?
Yeah.
Oh. What does a bulldozer do?
It pushes the dirt down the truck.
It pushes the dirt.
Dumps the dirt in a dump truck.
Big wheels.
Big wheels. Yeah. It has big wheels.
And what's in front? What's that?
The bulldozer front.
The bulldozer front. And what's in back? What's that?
The excavator that scooped you up, dumped it to the truck.
Uh-huh.
What is this called? What is this? Is this a bulldozer?
Front loader.
Oh, sorry. It's a front end loader. Sorry, my bad. Is the truck of the day a bulldozer or a front end loader? Oh, that one makes sound.
Yeah. Bum, 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 bum.
Oh, wow.
Scoop, dump, 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 dump.
Oh, yeah?
The bulldozer, front end loader.
The bulldozer and front end loader. We got two trucks of the day. Two for one, mother truckers. No pun intended.
Mine's loud.
It's loud?
Yeah.
Are you all done with Truck of the Day?
Okay.
Lynn's Truck of the Day.
Lynn's Truck of the Day.
Yay, I guess that's all for Truck of the Day today, folks.
Lynn's Truck of the Day.
That was Truck of the Day.
What a riveting.
Two trucks in one? Who would have thunk?
It was like the ending of Sixth Sense, to where all of a sudden you reveal,
so
you realize that the bulldozer was a front end loader the whole time. Or was it a backhoe? These are the three trucks that I don't know.
I can't tell the difference.
They all have their own songs.
Yeah.
But they got wheels, or some of them have tracks, but they can have that. That's not what distinguishes them.
Know.
They have a thing in the bucket in the front.
We'll talk to next
Flynn
week.
Knows.
And you know who else knows? There's 20 trucks, and we're going to talk to them next
That's
week.
That's a good question.
And we're going to ask them all about this, because they will be able to tell us next week.
I cannot hype up this actual real interview.
We are so freaking excited. It's embarrassing how excited I am for them. So we'll ask them next week. But Flynn had two trucks of the day today. Hope you enjoyed. And if you might have noticed, if you're watching, I'm like touching my nose a lot, and it's because I'm a little insecure right now, because we went through all of the reviews that we got on Apple Podcasts, like all those reviews. And someone was like, I love you guys, but Colleen's sniffling. I can't listen to your show because she just sniffles. Because I have really bad allergies. I have, ever since I got pregnant with Flynn, I've had the worst allergies ever. And I'm always sniffling, touching my nose, rubbing my nose. And now I'm super, I feel so bad. I'm like, oh no, I've been sniffling in people's ears. And
some people probably like it. There's only
no
the
one
person.
Likes that.
There's probably only the one person complained. So I think that means that like 99% of our listeners are kind of find it endearing and comforting. And like, what's is ASMR a thing?
Not for sniffling.
Is that a kink or is that just like they just, it's comforting?
What? ASMR? Wait, is that a kink?
It's not a sex thing?
No, it's a, no, lovey. It's an actual like scientific thing. There's like something in your brain. It like stimulates something in your brain when you hear like really soft sounds. Like, I don't know what it is. It's like relaxing
like
and
releases
calming. Yeah, it releases some sort of like serotonin, or I don't freaking know the scientific term. I'm not a freaking scientist. I'm just an Olsen. But literally,
you're not anymore.
But the, yeah, apparently, like it really it helps. Some people, it's the only way they can get to sleep. It's the only thing that calms their anxiety. Like it's like really like a wonderful thing for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. ASMR. But no, that's not what sniffling is. Sniffling, I don't think, is ASMR for anyone. I think it's just gross. So I apologize to that person who was disgusted by my sniffles. But the reason we are looking through the reviews
is because... Yeah, I have to live with it.
I know.
So, yeah, we went through reviews for the podcast on Apple Podcasts specifically, where you can leave 5 stars mm-hmm. and a glowing review of this podcast.
If you want.
If you want. And I was looking for them, and I because this helps our podcast. This helps us. So we hear if you, cause I know a lot of people watch it on YouTube, which is amazing and totally makes sense because my wife is the most attractive and hottest person on the planet. So of course you want to see her while she talks. So it makes sense that you would watch/listen on YouTube, but it also helps us to, continue to do this. If you, listen to it on other
podcast things.
Apps and, you know, leave some stars and reviews. Apparently that helps. And so when looking at these, I got an idea. You used to do a song in your live show mm-hmm. called the Hate Comment Song.
Yeah, I've done a couple of them.
Yeah. And I just think it's so funny that you do these hate comment songs where you sing, you kind of lyricize actual hate comments into a song. And I just think that was so great. And so I thought naturally for this podcast, one of us is a musical comedian who has a music degree and training in singing and has a Netflix comedy special where she sang comedy songs. I thought naturally I would sing a song.
Eric wrote a hate comment song, apparently.
Well, they're not all hate comments. It's just a comment song.
Okay.
From our reviews. I didn't like write a song. I kind of just scored existing. These are all verbatim existing reviews on Apple Podcasts. And I just kind of scored it.
Okay.
And I'm going
to... I get to hear it now.
And you're going to get to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my heart rate has gone up significantly.
So Eric's going to serenade us, which is amazing.
If you hear that, it's comforting to your brain.
So if you guys want to be in a future song, if Eric's going to write more, maybe, songs.
Yeah, leave a 5-star glowing review. And you might be in the next.
Oh, my God.
I think I will keep doing this.
Okay.
Because I think it's going to be a hit.
I'm excited for this.
Yeah, this was an idea that I certainly had.
It wasn't me. I didn't think of doing this.
I know. Yep.
He was like, I have this idea to do it. Like,
naturally, it's me.
Okay. So we.
Singing on a podcast with Colleen Ballinger.
And I'm just going to watch.
Yeah. Creepy.
I love it. Let's hear it.
Okay.
This is a surprise for me, too, guys. I'm very excited right now.
I think it's going to be a surprise for all of us because I don't know what I'm doing.
I'm excited. Let's hear it.
Here we go.
Okay. I like it already.
OMG, I love listening to this when I'm working and doing stuff around the house. Highly recommend. 1 star.
Oh, come on! 1 star?
I couldn't finish the latest episode because Colleen kept sniffling into the mic. It was loud and distracting.
I told you! I knew it.
5 stars.
I'm sorry, I have allergies. But she 5 stars. 5 stars. 5 stars, thank you.
Baby Yoda. I totally respected this pod until Colleen poo-pooed Star Wars. Upside down, smiley face. 4 stars.
That's pretty good. 4 stars. Sorry, I don't like Star Wars. It's not that I don't like it. I just don't get it.
I am 11 years old, named Fiona. I am your biggest fan. It would make my day if you could give me a shout out or just say Fiona in one of your videos.
Fiona.
Here you go. Edit. Also, I'm so sorry about your miscarriage.
What's that?
Five stars.
Oh my god. At least we got 5 stars out of that. Oh no. Oh my god.
Best podcast ever. Totally recommend. But just to warn you, it does cuss, but that's fine with me. Five stars.
Why? Jeez Louise.
We are so sorry about your miscarriage. Upside down smiley face.
Yay! I was not expecting a full song. I thought you would do like a little jingle. That was like a song.
I think that was just kind of a cathartic experience for me.
What I like
I don't know. And if no one else got anything out of that, that's great. I feel better.
You know what? Thank you for all the reviews of our podcast that said,
yeah, and for your,
sorry about
and
the for miscarriage.
Your, yeah, and for your sympathy, like genuinely, but like, yeah, I don't know. Literally. I saw a lot of that. And so like that ended up, finding its way into me writing that
that's very
little
funny.
Thing or scoring. It just kind of like, I was like, oh, well, that's obviously the chorus.
That's good job, love.
Way to make
art out of our little devastating situation. But I loved it. I love you too.
It was awesome. It was honestly cathartic for me.
That was way better than any hate comment song I've ever written.
That's certainly not true.
It was. I loved it. That was really good. So highly recommend.
Yeah, if you want to be in the next one,
yeah, I guess we're gonna
hop on Apple Podcasts. Give up. The next song only gonna be 5-star reviews. So if you want to be in it, you gotta leave.
Yeah,
5 stars.
Only 5-star reviews. Please, no 1 stars.
Let's move on from the bad stuff that's happened to us.
Yeah. So basically, we just want to say thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to all of you for watching and listening and for leaving great reviews.
Yeah. Thanks for like, as we're figuring this out, because we didn't really, we're figuring out what we want to do here. And thank you for having patience with us and listening and supporting us, because it's so fun for us to do this. And we're learning and we're growing into it and figuring it out.
Yeah, so thank you. And also thank you to the people who've been sending in your covers of our theme song. We're going to go out on a great one today.
Very musical episode.
Yes, very musical. So keep sending those in. Keep sending in suggestions of things you want us to talk about and all that.
There was a bunch
Twitter
this week. I wish we could play them all.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll at some point play all the covers.
Maybe
but
we
like
will.
At this point, we're just going to be able to play like one.
But thank you for everyone who's been submitting them. We love them all. We love you. And we will see you next week on Relax.
Good Trouble tonight. Go watch it.
Go watch Good Trouble.
Also, we have these.
Oh, yeah, we got merch. Goodbye.
Bye.
You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're stuck in our homes, but now we've got big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of their podcast.